This is GIS News. Coming up, government issues oil and gas exploration license to British firm. Prime Minister says NHT purchased property not out of many experience and regulations to be put in place for medicinal ganja industry. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
To observe World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the Child Development Agency presents Bless the Children, a candlelight vigil and concert at Emancipation Park, Wednesday, November 19 at 6 p.m., featuring Kevin Downswell, Amari, Rondell Positive, Dwayne Stevenson, Carlene Davis, Nikisha Barnes, and more. Come one, come all, and share the love with our children. Admission free.
Now the news. The government has resumed the search for oil and gas in Jamaica with the issuing of an exploration license to British petroleum firm Tullow Oil PLC. The company has committed $60 million to undertake activities off the island's south coast. The exercise started November 1 and is being facilitated under a production sharing agreement signed by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica PCJ and Tullow Jamaica Limited. Mining Minister Philip Polwell says Jamaica is also expected to benefit significantly from important transfer of technology and training in relation to exploratory data collection.
We do need to develop more expertise so that when we find oil and gas, we will have people on hand to assist us going forward. We are looking forward to the day when we will become one of those major producers and we can sit at the table to determine the price of oil for the future.
Minister Polwell was speaking at the symbolic exchange of the agreement at the PCJ Auditorium in New Kingston Tuesday. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has sought to clarify that the National Housing Trust, NHT, has not purchased the tourist attraction known as Outamany Experience in Trelawney. Mrs. Simpson Miller says she was advised by the NHT board that the decision to purchase the property at Orange Grove in Trelawney and not the attraction Outamany Experience was firmly grounded in the National Housing Trust Act of 1979. She points out that before the property was purchased, there was thorough inspection and evaluation, noting that the original market value was $311 million. However, the NHT initiated its own evaluation, which determined that the value was $280 million.
The property and the property alone was acquired for $180 million. This represents about 61% of the average market value and a discount of $40 million on the forced sale value.
Mrs. Simpson Miller was responding to questions posed by Leader of the Opposition, Andrew Holness, on the purchase of the property by the NHT in the House of Representatives Tuesday. The government is moving to ensure that the regulatory framework is in place for the medicinal ganja industry. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Polwell gave the assurance as he addressed the opening ceremony of the third biennial Science and Technology Conference and Exposition. The three-day conference got underway November 10 and seeks to highlight the myriad of possibilities for the use of medical marijuana as a solution to good health and wellness.
We no longer need to be looking for perfection. Let us start something and we can build on it. And already we are seeing many models that we can look at. But there is going to be an inherent Jamaican model that we could export to the world.
The government in September announced that it would amend the Dangerous Drugs Act to lay the foundation for the establishment of regulatory regimes to govern the cultivation and use of ganja for medicinal and scientific purposes, as well as non-medicinal industrial hemp. And the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports, Education Chase Fund has formalized its funding arrangement with six teacher training institutions for the provision of scholarships in early childhood education at the undergraduate and postgraduate levels. Under the initiative, Chase has to date awarded 3,383 scholarships valued at over $284 million at the undergraduate level, and for the 2014-2015 fiscal year, committed $60 million for teacher training at the bachelor's, master's, as well as doctorate degree levels at local and overseas institutions. The Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, was signed Tuesday and establishes the platform for administering, monitoring, and assessing the scholarship program. The initiative dovetails into the Ministry of Education's thrust to ensure that the qualifications of the cadre of teachers at the early childhood level are upgraded. Chief Executive Officer of the Chase Fund, William Heaven, says it's critical that all partners abide by the guidelines of the MOU, which aims to build capacity in the early childhood sector. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.